Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Did a great job calling the game on Saturday, and it was a fun trip, wasn't it, Joe?
Well, they turn out fun when you have wins like that. It sure was, and it's always special to see and see crowds leave their home stadium early. You know
that was really nice. Shocking to me, because with about 4 or 5 minutes to play in the game, and it's still an 11-point game, you know, you get a touchdown and a two, and then a field goal, and you're right back in it. If you're South Carolina, sixth-ranked team in the country, they were piling out of there like they had to, you know, get over to the state fair, which was next.
Yeah,
door.
You know, the feeling, and I got the feeling too, sitting there, that the feeling was that if Vanderbilt just didn't make a huge mistake, that South Carolina couldn't score. I mean, I think the crowd felt that way. It was like this defense has them totally fooled. The blitz packages that Bruce Fowler had were, I thought, just marvelous, and the quarterbacks never really knew where it was coming from. 7 sacks on the day. And neither quarterback for South Carolina really got anything going. For Vanderbilt, I thought McKenzie Adams just managed the game. He did what they asked him to do. He made good decisions. He took care of the football, except for the one fumble where he just got drilled. But other than that, I thought he played very well and sort of solidified, at least for the moment, his hold on the starting spot.
And what about the key stands, guys, midway through the third, when DJ Moore stole that one in the end zone, and then the doors holding on 4th and goal from the 5?
Yeah, that was big. You know, there were 3 or 4 really big swings in there. The hold on 4th and 5 was big. I thought one of the big plays potentially was at the end of the first half when South Carolina had marched down the field, and on 4th down, Steve Spurrier was going to go for it on 4th and 2, and they got a procedure penalty that backed them up to 4th and 7 and forced them to settle for that second field goal. You know, if they go for it on 4th down and make it, and then if for some reason they score a touchdown, then they've really got the momentum going into halftime. I thought that was a really big swing.
And he had the back-to-back sacks at the end of the game. And I was surprised that Spurrier didn't call a timeout and, you know, maybe try to at least regroup a little bit and give his team one more chance there at the end.
I thought a lot of people were surprised about a number of things. I was surprised that South Carolina didn't try to run the football more than they did with Corey Boyd, who's such a real force back there. And also more of that short passing game, you know, dumps out of the backfield to the back. So those were very effective when they used them. But apparently, according to Spurrier after the game, his quarterbacks wouldn't get out of bad plays. You know, I think he was quoted as saying, you know, they get in a bad play and they won't check out of it. And so he's very frustrated with that right now. But it was a tremendous win. You know, when you say it's been 70 years since you beat a team ranked as high as number 6 in the country, it's pretty special. And now, all those hopes that were so low last week, remember, after that Georgia game got away in everybody's mind, boy, what a difference a week makes. Now everybody's back up again. You're 4-3. You're going to win number 5 this week at home. And the sun's a little brighter this week. There's no doubt about it.
And, Joe, you wondered if they had this kind of win in them. They've pulled off upsets like this in the past, similar to this. Obviously not a team ranked as highly as South Carolina. But you look at their 3 biggest games this year, Alabama, Auburn, and Georgia. Yep. They laid an egg in the first two. They should have won against Georgia, but now you see something and you realize that maybe it is in them. And now all of a sudden, the B word starts coming back into play. They've got 4 wins. They should get 5 this Saturday. You don't want to take anything for granted, but that puts them 1 win away from bowl eligibility.
Yeah, that word will come up again in a lot of people's minds. Certainly, it's been in their minds all year, and it's not anything they talk about a lot, but you know it's there and certainly got a boost. But I thought it was interesting at halftime. I asked Bobby if he had mentioned the Georgia game at halftime of the South Carolina game, because they were in basically the same situation. Went to the locker room leading by 10 in the Georgia game, by 11 in the South Carolina game. And Carolina was going to get the ball first. Georgia got the ball first in that second half against us. And the big difference was Georgia marched down the field with it and scored. And Vanderbilt stopped South Carolina, you know, on that first possession and for the rest of the second half. So I think they believed all along they had this kind of game in them. I think they were just frustrated that it didn't come to fruition as quickly as it has. But, you know, right as you said, 4-3, there are a lot of folks looking a little bit farther down the road now.
And Bobby Johnson and the coaches on his staff who were from South Carolina may downplay, but that was a big deal for them to go into Columbia and get that win.
Well, I asked him after the game, you remember, Kevin, I asked Bobby, I said, I know this is kind of a trite question to ask a coach, but where does this rank in wins for you? And he said, well, I'll give you the trite answer. It's way up there. So it had to be special. A lot of friends and family around, obviously. His hometown and a place where he had worked and played before and coached before, so I think under the circumstances, you could understand it if it feels a little bit special to him.
And he got the game ball after the game. That was pretty cool.
That's right.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, call-in show tonight at 7 over at the Commodore Sports Bar and Grill. Should be a good one.